Welcome back to SRB Sensei. If you like this video at any point, like and comment. It's the only way we'll grow. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Another day, another dysfunction.
Okay, so this is a cry for help. I just spent my millionth Christmas with my family and my mother asking when I'm going to get married and when I'm going to have babies.
Why does that not surprise me?
Did not just come out of nowhere, okay?
Right, because that's what normal human beings do when they can't figure out why you're so pretty and you can't keep anybody. See, yeah, they hate going back to their family and friends because, see, they can trick Instagram with the BS and present like they're these perfect little angels on social media. But they can't do that with the people in their real life. They really know you.
And she goes, got him. Like, motherfucker, we knew you were lying. You're lying.
They know about all the drama, trauma, failures, all that. You can't trick them. Yeah, the holidays are the one time they can't hide behind makeup or screens or anything. Their family is actually going to hold them accountable. Not always, but a lot of them. And we all know that's the one thing women hate more than anything else, being held accountable for something that ain't going right. Hey, you could always stop going to Thanksgiving. You could always stop going to Christmas.
If you have any great ideas, just keep them to your fucking self, okay?
But if you don't go, what are you going to do other than drink yourself to sleep every night?
I'm so sick of the pressure and of not being good enough because I'm not married and don't have kids yet. I'm over it. So I think by next Christmas, I need to have a family.
See, they end up having to speed rush a family in 30 seconds, and it just don't work like that. If you were good enough for a family, the guys you went after would have chose you to have a family with. But unfortunately, attractive women go after the most attractive guys, which are the least likely to take you serious just because you're pretty. And those are the guys who are the least likely to want to settle down at all until they're like 50-something, if they want to do it then.
Sly son of a bitch.
And then if they do decide to do it, they're going to pick a 23 to 25-year-old. And you're left out in the cold. Maybe if you weren't so shallow and superficial your whole life, you could have got with a decent man who would have wanted to start a family with you. If she's not the biggest bitch in the world, 85% of guys would have married this woman and had a baby with her.
I don't want to be that guy.
I know we're all, you know, R-pilled now, but 85% of us, if she just acted nice and gave us attention from 18 to 23, we would have married her. Let's be honest. This is God's way of paying you back for all the good guys you played to the left to chase dudes you knew didn't give a fuck about you. I don't know why women think they're exempt from God's karma.
Somebody done told you wrong.
So many of them think that. I guess I understand why. Because they spent their whole lives getting their ass kissed.
And that has nothing to do with my mom. I personally want a family. But like the thing that literally keeps me up at night, like the thing that I want more than anything in the world is also the same thing that my mom likes to rub in my face and remind me that I don't have and that I'm getting old and she's concerned just adds to my own anxiety and my own concerns.
Trust me, it's not going to get any better. It's not going to get any better.
She is a whole nightmare. She's a nightmare to date. She's a nightmare to try to get along with.
That's true.
She's a nightmare to try to please.
Oh, well, guess what? Even if she met a 6'3 super handsome guy at 23 who wanted to sit her down and have kids with her and marry her, she would have said, no, I'm not ready. Because she wanted to keep partying and getting all the benefits of being young and hot. See, the women who deserve a family are the ones who are willing to sacrifice their youth and beauty to have a family. They're willing to sacrifice their hot girl summers to have a family. Those are the women who deserve a family. Not you washed up superficial tramps who trying to rush it the last minute.
Who hurt you?
I'm getting kind of desperate. What the fuck do I do?
Red flags from my last relationship that I ignored, that I regret ignoring. Oops. Early on in our relationship, I posted this on my Insta story and he got upset and told me that he thought I was an angel and he didn't want to date a girl that posted pictures of herself like this.
I don't think so. Homie, don't play that.
Never think a chick that looks like this is an angel. I highly doubt he had good reason to believe that she was an angel before he even saw this pic. He ignored a lot of red flags because he thought she was hot. See, men project these ideas onto these women. They're not actually wholesome. You just trick yourself into believing they're wholesome because you like the way they look.
Grow the fuck up.
I was like, wait, that's actually perfect because I don't want to date a guy that controls my social media. He said, fine. He's willing to put up with it. And I was like, thank you so much.
So many guys like, hey, anything is worth it as long as I get to keep getting this young, tight, pretty pussy on my...
And what's wrong with that?
But I'm telling you, fellas, it's not worth it. It's not worth letting this chick ruin your life and ruin your reputation just so you can hit some skins.
Hey, folks. We'll be back to the video in a second. Be sure to like and comment anything under the video. It's the only thing that's going to help us grow and blow this channel up. But you know how tired I get listening to these dingbats? Really, go ahead and support the content by joining the Patreon or the YouTube membership.
For low as $5 a month, you get access to one or two exclusive videos a week, as well as getting access to my videos one day early. The YouTube membership is $10 a month for the convenience of not having to leave YouTube, or you could sign up on Patreon or Subscribestar for $5 a month.
Hell no!
I posted this picture and wow. He blocked me. For 2 weeks, he blocked me on everything. And I didn't know if I had a boyfriend or not because I was blocked. He couldn't handle hearing any other guy's names. Like, he wanted to live in a world where I had no exes and where basically he was the only guy I had ever met.
Why would you be talking about your exes? Yeah, what person wants to hear their partner talk about their exes? Oh, yeah, this woman is ruined. And she didn't give a damn if she had a boyfriend or not. She knew when she posted that pic that her boyfriend would have a problem with it. She probably posted it because they had an argument. Look, women like this are for the streets. If you dumb enough to try to have a serious relationship with an IG model type, then you get what you get. I don't feel sorry for you.
You know how I know a bit from belong to the streets? They be like friendly as hell, like for the streets. Clubbing every other day, for the streets. For the street friends, they for the streets. She disappear at nighttime, she for the streets. She got a nigga, and you her side nigga, she for the streets.
My entire life, ever, really early on in our talking stage, he needed me to be exclusive to him. And I was like, wait, so are neither of us seeing other people then? And he was like, you are not seeing other people then. Just you. Just you. His explanation was he needed to have girls on the side because there was no way I wasn't cheating on him. In his eyes, I was definitely cheating on him, even though I had no time because we fought every 5 minutes. The fact that this guy could keep a job astounds me because dating him alone was like a full-time job.
Look, it makes sense. He was a clown because you're a clown. And this is what happens in these high attractiveness relationships. You know he was tall. You know he was attractive. It's a lot of cheating going on. It's a lot of insecurity going on. It's just bullshit. Wholesome families don't come from nines and tens, usually. If it's a nine woman and a nine guy, no wholesome family is coming from that. Wholesome families probably start from 7 down.
My girlfriend did this, I'd set her on fire.
That escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
This girl's bragging about the fact that, oh, some guy approached me at the gym and I rejected him. I told him I had a boyfriend, but I thanked him for the compliment. Shit. The motherfucker got a whole exact conversation out of you. If my girl told me that happened, I would cry, scream, throw up, and then probably jump out the third story.
Whoa. Slow your roll, bro.
I looked at him like he was stupid.
Yeah, that brother's starving.
Yes, sir, brother.
Yeah, this dude is a sucker and a chump. You shouldn't be this emotionally tied up in your woman to where you're going to do all that because some dude said hi to your chick. That's putting way too much weight into a woman, seriously. They're not worth all that.
How dare you?
And if you this insecure, now look, usually when women call us insecure, it's a shaming tactic. Now this is insecure, I got to admit. But hey, this is what you got to deal with when you try to go after these super hot chicks. Even if you were to bag one, it come with a lot of BS, man, outside of the house. I mean, you're going to have to deal with BS in the house with her because they're usually rebellious and they think they deserve this, that, and the other, and it's never enough. But then you got to worry about dudes always trying to holler at your chick, always. It's going to be a constant thing. So yeah, you definitely have to be a guy who's very, very, very secure with your manhood to be with a 9 or 10 woman.
When that happens, you know what you're supposed to do? You gotta turn around, ignore him, walk away. If he continues following, no, punch him right in the ear. I've broken up with position for much less. Oh, you hold an eye contact with that guy for a prolonged period of time? All right, go fuck him then if you want.
Something is wrong with you!
I'll set you both on. Yeah, you can stare at each other all you want in hell. This is why I don't like friendly girls. You gotta have a face. The type of face where, like, oh, if I approach her and talk to her, she might just call the cops on me or pull out some nunchucks. Or stab me in the neck with a pen.
What? What are you talking about?
From the person with nothing to offer but looks, how sad. Look, they don't feel bad about it. There's no point in shaming women for only having one or two things to offer. They don't care. It would take character to see that as a bad thing. And they don't have character. So they'll just laugh it off. and just be like, whatever, I just got a $200 cash app from some guy I didn't even know. And I didn't even have to send him anything.
Just want to watch the world burn.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.